maybe
lane, something like that, probably.
Right. Now, would you explain what a lane exactly is? Is that from the main road to what?
That's going back into to a field or somebody's house. So we call those lanes. And the others, you just call them roads.
Is a lane always fenced?
It's mostly fenced, you know, and wide enough. Wide enough for you to pass, you know. It might not be wide enough for you two automobiles to pass, you know, with any rate of speed. You have to about slow down and ease by in lanes.
Is a lane mostly for cattle?
Well, it's for cattle, and it's used a whole lot for people that's going to the houses, maybe going back to the farms and places. You're running into a dead end somewhere, you know. It's not a continuous road.
So it's probably a private road.
It's a whole lot of public, but it ain't. Part of the road might go a mile, might go 2 miles, you know. But it's not a main road when you usually run out.
I'd like to ask you some questions about tools and things around. If you had something that carpenters use as an A-frame, put a board across, two of them, put a board across to work on, what's the common expression for that?
A scaffold.
This is something like this. Two questions. If they look like this, or they look like this?
They use that for kind of a platform for some reason.
Would the one be I've got different words for these, sawbuck, saw rank.
I see. So, this thing don't look like a saw rack.
So the one
that we that's you know
A-frame.
Yeah, I'd be one over the school, you know, it kind of as a put a piece across there, you know, block street. We want to block it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But that's where you can see that type
of thing. They put on the scaffold rather than
the
horse.
The one that they saw in the carpenter's use, they call them horses, and then we call them scaffolds too.
Mm-hmm. But the etch frame is a...
An etch frame in there, that looks like a... Wood was used for put wood in when they're sawing it, you know. They saw a lot of wood, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So woody.
Right. How would you sharpen knives?
They had different. Some of them use file. It's regular steel, you know, these files. And then they used a rock, they had a grinding stone. Which most of water, you know, rock, turn it, pour a little water on it, and sharp knives with it, and these other oil rocks too, that you use sharp knives with it, you know. And knives, people use it, emery rocks, you know.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch what
you said.
Did you ever have something that you held in your hand and would go this way? Sort of this rectangular flat rock or flat stone?
No, I never. I've seen them be used. Mostly they sharpen them with file, and they use a whole lot of them using them at these old grinding stones, you know, that they would use to sharpen axes and knives and things.